From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. A popular Miami street artist is suing retail giant American Eagle Outfitters for using his murals in a global marketing campaign without compensating or crediting him. WLRN's Nadej Green has the story.
Miami artist David Ansagasti is suing American Eagle Outfitters. In a 15-page complaint filed in New York federal court, Ansagasti claims retailer American Eagle Outfitters used his artwork to sell cutoff shorts and surfer t-shirts without crediting or compensating him. The artwork in question are eyeball motif murals Ansagasti painted in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood. The lawsuit claims American Eagle Outfitters' use of Ansagasti's artwork goes against the very premise of the art, which was created as a criticism of American commercialism. The suit goes on to say, Ansagasti does not sell out to large corporate interests. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
New management rules targeting lionfish will take effect August 1st. The rules are aimed at ridding Florida waters of the prickly invasive species. Amy Green with WMFE, our sister station in Orlando, has the story.
Lionfish are voracious eaters with no known predators. Amanda Nally of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says they damage reefs.
Not only are they having an effect on the reef itself by eating up things that maybe keep the algae in check, for example, on that reef, they're also competing with larger predators, especially economically important predators like snapper and grouper.
The new rules prohibit live lionfish from entering the state for aquariums. They also allow divers wearing a kind of scuba equipment called a rebreather to catch lionfish with a spear. And they expand the number of places where lionfish can be caught. Nally says Floridians who spot a lionfish in Florida waters should remove it if they can and report it to Florida Fish and Wildlife. I'm Mimi Green in Orlando.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.